Welcome to Boundless. I'm Kathy Eldon. In these delicious conversations, we meet artists, activists, founders, and visionaries of all kinds who show us what becomes possible when we refuse to be defined by fear, loss, or limitation. This is a space for anyone ready to reclaim their creativity, trust their spark, and help shape a better future. We are living through a time when chaos seems to be king. Every day brings another reason to worry. Climate change, political upheaval, war, division, and uncertainty. And then layered on top of all of that, the deeply personal challenges of our own lives. Illness, loss, financial pressure, family worries, the unexpected call that changes everything. Despair, it seems, is everywhere, and there's always plenty in stock. But hope has been much harder to find. We search for it in the news, we look for it in our leaders, we ask our friends if they have any despair. We might even try Google, Amazon, the corner shop, or a dollar store, only to be told, sorry, we had a supply last July, but no, none at all. And when we ask, got hope? The answer is far too often, nope, not a glimmer nor even a shred. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to turn away, to shut down or decide that nothing we could possibly do will make a difference. Despair is exhausting, but so is apathy. Both can quietly convince us to surrender our power. But hope is not pretending that everything's fine when clearly it isn't. Hope is not wishful thinking. I do a lot of that. It's not fantasy or blind optimism or waiting for luck to rescue us. Hope is a decision. It's active. It's a force we must search for, must cultivate, and we must protect. And most of all, we have to put it to work. Sometimes, for me, we have to dig really deeply into our reserves to find that hope that we can use as fuel. Hope asks us to take the next step, even when we cannot see the entire road. It asks us to make a phone call, join the cause, speak the truth, comfort someone in pain, and begin the project, or plant the tree, or cast the vote, or just honestly get out of bed and face another day. Hope without action is a lovely idea, but hope put to work can change a life, a community, and ultimately, we know, even the world. We must remember that nothing is entirely hopeless as long as one person is willing to care, to act, and to keep going. My hero, Winston Churchill, understood this when he urged us, never give in, never, never, never. Not because the struggle is easy, not because victory is guaranteed, but because surrendering our souls to despair is not, cannot be the answer. And Emily Dickinson understood something equally profound 100 years ago. She knew that if we cannot find hope on the shelves of the art side world, we have to look somewhere else, inside ourselves. Because, as you'll hear, hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the song without the words. And guess what? It sings loudest when times are toughest and we feel our very roughest. So, in those moments when our spirits need repair, we must become quiet enough to listen for that little bird that still resides within us, the bird that reminds us that we are not powerless. It calls us out of despair and apathy. It activates our souls and reminds us how to sing. So then, when somebody asks, got hope? Our answer must never be, nope. This poem is called, Got Hope. Got any hope today? I asked. Shaking her head, the shopkeeper said, I wish I could say yes, but no. We had a supply, I don't know, was it last July? But since fall, none at all. Say, but how about a dose of despair instead? There's plenty in stock today. No way, I said, shaking my head. Got hope, I asked in another shop. Nope, I heard a woman say. Hope seems to have gone away. You'd better try another day. I visited Google, Amazon, corner shops and a dollar store, but no one had hope anymore. Everywhere I went, the answer was the same. Got hope, I said? Nope, not a glimmer, nor even a shred. It seemed that hope was dead. But despair, despair had spread. Then one day on my Facebook feed, I heard Helena Bonham Carter read a poem that went like this. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the song without the words and never stops at all. More than 100 years ago, Emily Dickinson seemed to know that the place to look for hope is not outside, but in. For the home of the bird called hope lies deep within our souls. And that little bird sings loudest when times are toughest and we feel our very roughest. So in moments of despair, when your spirit needs repair, listen inside where the hope bird resides. Then when someone asks if you have hope, nope is not your answer. Sure, you say in an encouraging way. If you're quiet for not very long, you'll hear the hope bird song. So when times are rough and you need to be tough, remember that your feathered thing will remind you how to sing. So, my lovely friends, if you got hope, I don't mean the fragile kind that depends on everything going absolutely according to plan, nor the fantasy that someone else will arrive and put the world right. I mean the deeper kind, the hope that lives within us, waiting to be found, nourished, and put to work. We've talked about the very real challenges surrounding us, climate change, political upheaval, and all that other stuff that each one of us is struggling and carrying within. It would be easy to look at it all and decide that hope has disappeared from the shelves, while despair remains abundantly in stock. But Emily Dickinson reminds us that we've been looking in the wrong place. Hope is sadly not something we can order from Amazon or discover on Google or even buy at a corner shop. It is that little bird that perches in the soul. It may sometimes be too quiet. It may hide when we're frightened, exhausted, or overwhelmed, but it has not abandoned us. And hope, please remember, is not passive. It's not sitting back and wishing for a better world. Hope is giving us the courage to act, to make that call, offer the hand, speak the hard truth, begin again, and take the next small step, even when we can't see where that damn road will lead. That is how we move beyond despair. That is how we resist apathy. Apathy. And this is how we activate our souls. I love that phrase. That's Ralph Waldo Emerson. So when the world feels too loud, become quiet. Listen deeply. Find that little bird inside you. Feed it with courage. Give it air. Let it stretch its wings. And when you hear even the faintest of its song, follow it. Do it. And then help someone else hear it. Because hope shared becomes hope multiplied. Hope activated becomes change. And the next time someone asks you, got hope? Please don't say nope. Please don't say nope. Put your hand on your heart and listen for that little bird and say, yeah, it's right here. And it's ready to fly. Hey, if you're enjoying these, please like, share, and come again next time. I love seeing you here. Thank you.